Well, it, you know, it really has been a whirlwind. You know, when President Obama came in, and obviously we lost some more seats both on the House and Senate side. You know, I came in knowing full well that there was going to be a challenge with how I functioned as a member of Congress, but also how I functioned as a member of the minority party. And you know, those challenges have been out there, but it's also an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to, and I say us collectively, the Republican Party, to project alternatives to those policies that are being pursued, to be part of development of legislation, to make sure that our ideas are part of those pieces of legislation. And obviously, the farther you are in the majority, the more difficult task that is. And that's what I've seen is that's been more of a challenge than what I expected. But that's a natural part of the process with the majorities constructed as they are. It still means you got to work hard. It's still a people business up here, and even though the majorities are where they are, it's for me even more of a challenge to say, hey, listen, I can get things done. And we've been able to do that. I mean, we've got a pretty significant bill in the Chesapeake Bay Recovery and Accountability Act passed, 418-1. So we had to work across the aisle, and we had some snags that the bill hit when it came to the floor because of some other bills that were voted on, and I was able to go around and sort of get that set aside and get the majority side to still stay with me to go ahead and get the bill through. So from that standpoint, it's been an exercise in how you work with others. And it's a people business up here. It's how you establish relationship with others, how you get to know them, and when it comes time to work on things, to figure out who has things in common with you. And if you've got to get something done, you want to make sure you go to folks. If it's an issue of the national defense, you want to know who to go to there on both sides to get something going. If it's something on natural resources, so establishing those relationships is critical. And I think that, and being in the majority, is something that you know I have taken to and have learned pretty quickly. And it's but it, you know it's been a challenge being in the minority in the way that we are. So, but I expected those challenges. I didn't think that it was going to be easy. But it does give you a little more flexibility in that you can have a lot of discussions with a lot of folks about where public policy ought to be going. There's not always the push to say, hey, listen, you have to be coming, you have to be, you know, bringing something to the floor. You can incubate ideas without really having to worry about, well, you know, we've got to be pushing something. You can really push the envelope as far as what's out there, what are the ideas that you can bring together to try to make things happen. And it allows you to, I think, also in a sense, to get to know people even better, because you don't have that pressure from a standpoint of saying, hey, you know, the majority has to do this or it has to do that. In the minority, you do have more of the luxury of saying, let's figure out where people stand on things. Let's see if we can't find some more common ground to affect the outcome of legislation from a little bit different viewpoint. And I think that's the beauty of it, is being able to sort of think outside the box. And that, you know, in the minority, I think it allows you to do that a little bit.